You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, August 6th. I'm Nick Drzinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3%. That's how much the S&P 500 energy sector is up this week. It's the best performing group in the index since Friday's close. The oil and gas business remains heavily depressed compared with pre-COVID levels, but things might not be as bad as Wall Street had feared. That has been the theme of several energy companies' earnings reports this week. Devon Energy, Pioneer Natural Resources, and Diamondback Energy are among the shale oil drillers that did better in the second quarter than analysts had forecast. Oil giant BP even saw its stock soar on Tuesday, despite saying it would cut its dividend by half. That counted as good news because Wall Street thought BP would make even more drastic cuts. There's still plenty more room for energy stocks to recover, however. The sector is down 36% year-to-date. The next number up is $18.5 billion. That's the value of a cash and stock merger between Teladoc Health and Livongo Health announced on Wednesday. Both are leaders in the booming virtual healthcare industry. The COVID-19 pandemic has significantly accelerated adoption. Teladoc connects doctors and patients over video chat, while Livongo's online platform helps consumers keep track of their weight and chronic conditions. The merger is intended to help Teladoc cover the full spectrum of health needs of its 70 million users. But investors weren't convinced. Teladoc's stock dropped 19% on Wednesday, while Livongo lost 11%. Our last number is 12.2%. That's how much shares of Match Group jumped on Wednesday, after its better-than-expected second-quarter earnings report. Like telehealth, online dating has seen usage surge during the pandemic. Call it love in the time of coronavirus. Match's total subscribers grew to a little more than 10 million last quarter, with more than half of those at Tinder. The company's other online dating brands include Match.com and OkCupid. Revenue and earnings both exceeded Wall Street analysts' forecasts, and Match expects to see even higher sales next quarter. It was a strong first quarterly report for the newly independent company. Barry Diller's IAC completed a spin-off of the group earlier this summer. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, August 6th. Also, don't forget to listen to Streetwise, another Barron's podcast. Hosted by columnist Jack Howe, the latest episode is about what investors should make of the recent gains for cryptocurrencies and precious metals. And stay tuned for a new episode this Friday. I'm Nick Drzinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.